Friday the 13th, is that, you know, you're going to be all right. You've made it this far. Heck, you'll be just fine. I have a little fun with it, I suppose. Football this weekend will be missing the Michigan Wolverines. Easy for me to say. The Wolverines will be on the sideline, a bye week. And after their disastrous performance or near-disaster performance with Army in the Big House on Saturday last weekend, maybe it's best they just take a week to kind of clean things up, clean up the Big House, clean up the mess in their backyard, so on and so forth. That's really where they need to be, no question. This time around, Michigan State will be at home with Arizona State. The Sun Devils will be in town. And, you know, I love college football. That's all. I love college football, so we pay attention to it. And let's be honest, all right? Sometimes you've got to step away from all the serious conversations. You got to talk about fishing. You've got to talk about sports. You've got to make it a little more interesting, a little more fun, you know. Michigan State coach Mark D'Antonio, by the way. Said he came to Michigan State with a vision of winning championships. He came to Michigan State with a vision of winning championships. That's what he said in his first press conference, which is all the way back now in November of 2006. That was his vision. Because the program was coming off losing seasons. And D'Antonio came and said, I'm going to turn things around. I can't believe it's been since 2006. Mark D'Antonio's been here. But he's about to flash forward through 13 years. He's 63. He's accomplished what other coaches did not. He's done well. Joining me in the studio, the Dean of Sports, Tim Stout here. Tim, how are you?
Good, Steve. How are you this morning?
Doing well, thank you. Michigan is off, which is, like I said, probably best after their near disaster in the Big House. They need to clean up their Big House. But Michigan State, Arizona State, how do you see this one?
I would be surprised if Michigan State doesn't win significantly. I just think Arizona State's going to be in over its head for a variety of different reasons here tomorrow. It's a very, very young team. They've got something like 25 freshmen, including the quarterback. They haven't been on the road yet. They've struggled at times at home, winning their two games against very, you know, substandard teams. I think Michigan State's beat two substandard teams. But I thought Michigan State was a better team last year, but the only thing that beat them was the heat. The difference
sure.
is going to be 30 degrees tomorrow from 105 to 75, and I think that could be, frankly, the point spread. I think State wins easily.
Let me mention, you know, Mark D'Antonio. Last weekend, for people that don't know, you do a deal with the band and so forth. You have people at your house, including the coach last weekend. And I look at the struggles that the University of Michigan has, and I'm going to be honest with you. I think that the problems last week in the Big House had a lot to do with coaching. I thought the Army coach had a game plan that he executed very well. Michigan looked sloppy. If Michigan had a coach, and I'm probably get hate mail for this, and so it is. If Michigan had a coach like D'Antonio, I think the program would be farther along.
Well, Michigan State probably does not have the same access to go after the biggest name high school recruits in America that Michigan has had for a very long time. I mean, the brand name clearly is different. That's just the way it is. I mean, Michigan's won more football games in history than any other school in the nation. And I think that helps Michigan get in the front door. And the expectations at Michigan are always extremely high. He's 40-14, and nobody likes the guy. And there are a lot of coaches that would love to be 40-14, but he's 40-14 at Michigan with no wins over Ohio State, and therein's the problem. Michigan State has to rely on players, in my opinion, who come here with good promise, and then once they get here, they mold together and play well as a team. Now, several of the recent seasons, that hadn't happened. I mean, they were 7-6 a year ago, and they were 3-10 3 years ago. So it hasn't happened every single year. But there have obviously been some very good years in the last 13, clearly. And, I mean, I think it'll be interesting to see the way it moves forward because I think timing is everything, and I think some of Michigan State's timing has benefited from the fact that schools like Ohio State, Michigan, Penn State have been in disarray. Now they're not necessarily in disarray, and the question is can Michigan State have some success the way it has had against those three to some degree previously?
Sure. Well, you look at D'Antonio, he has beaten Ohio State. He has beaten Michigan. I mean, he's beaten them a lot. You know, he's done well in those big matchups.
Well,
in the Big Ten.
Harbaugh's 2-2.
Right.
Against Michigan State, okay. And he probably is never going to get over the punt that gave away a win in Ann Arbor several years ago. And then he may never get over the fact that in the rainstorm in Ann Arbor, they got a little goofy and lost 14-10. He's won here every time he's played here. I wouldn't throw Michigan under the bus. I think when you have so many good, you know, they are still undefeated. And Army did take Oklahoma to overtime at Oklahoma last year, and Oklahoma went on to the Final Four. I think Michigan's season clearly is going to get defined next week at Wisconsin. I mean, if Michigan is going to ascend to where it wants to go, it clearly has to win that game. And I would be somewhat surprised based off what you've seen and I've seen that Michigan does that.
14 years since they won a Big Ten championship. Right. And you know.
Well, that's why they're paying him a ton of money to turn that around. I mean, it's hard for me to believe that they have never played in the Big Ten championship game. They've never been there, let alone win the Big Ten title when they've had the Big Ten championship game.
I could not win the Big Ten championship game for a fraction of that money.
Well, I mean, his detractors, you know, look at that, and I think they felt that he was the Messiah coming in here. I mean, when he was at Stanford, he had a 20-6 record with Andrew Luck as the quarterback for part of that time and never won the Pac-12, but Stanford was 20-6. So, I mean, I'm sure it's frustrating to some degree for him. You know, there's a lot of season to play out yet, though. There are a lot of things that could happen, and you don't know who's going to get injured and who's going to blossom. And I think it's very tough, Steve, to determine a lot of this after 2 weeks because most of these teams play such lousy teams. Michigan State hadn't, and Wisconsin, they haven't played anybody, in my opinion. Arizona State hadn't played anybody.
Fair enough.
To me, it's spring training. Now let's see once the season begins what we got. But I would pick State big tomorrow.
All right, Tim Stout, the Dean of Sports here on a fairly great Friday. Friday the 13th here. It's the Steve Grove Show. Final thoughts after this.
Autumn. Cool, crisp days, uncrowded streets, and the trees ablaze with color. It's time to discover beautiful Benzie County. Come pedal a path, kayak a quiet river, and at day's end, toast a fiery sunset. Make spectacular fall memories. Make it Benzie County. We are Northern Michigan. For additional information, go to visitbenzie.com.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.